This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jody, she's listening on the web in New York, New York. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Hank. I really appreciate you sharing your awesome gift with us. Thank you. I'm calling because I've been dealing with trying to get my own answer through the Holy Spirit and through the Bible, and I just can't come up with one. In Numbers 23:19, and I'm always hearing it preached all the time, that God is not a man that he should lie. And yet Satan is called the father of lies, and he also is not a man. So I don't understand why that passage would use the fact that God is not a man as the reason why he can't lie, when Satan also is not a man.
Well, first of all, the passage isn't intended to exhaust all categories, but I think the answer to your question ultimately is context, context, context. The passage tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? The point here is that God is unchanging in his integrity and his purposes. And in contrast, in the context itself, Balaam, the son of Beor, blows with the wind, equivocates at a moment's notice. So the verse is a great example between the immutability of God and the shifting nature of men who do not love the truth. So that is the intent of the passage. And it's always a dangerous thing to ask a passage to answer a question that the passage is not intended to answer. The point here is a contrast between the shifting nature of human beings, we might say the mutations of Balaam, and the immutability of God. That contrast is a contrast that we can stake our lives on. God is never going to change. He's never going to lie. We can trust his word. It is infallibly true. We can base our lives on it. Men will disappoint us, but God will never disappoint us.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I appreciate your question.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.